Brother, sister, are you willing to speak God's word to those he's called you to minister without fear and discouragement, knowing it's difficult regardless of the response? Ezekiel was, as we'll see. And we're going to see the Lord encourage him. We're going to see throughout this book, he never shows an instance of being discouraged or dismayed or fearing them. He obeys the Lord, and we need to too.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina.
And Dave, today it's Letter Day, and I have a phone comment from Richard from Wisconsin. He said, God bless your program. I really love it. Well, praise the Lord, and thank you, Richard, for your encouragement, and we're so glad you love to hear his word, and we're so blessed to be able to share his word. So thank you so much for your encouragement. And again, I want to encourage our listeners to get out and vote. Every vote makes a difference. Don't be dissuaded. Don't let things pull you away from it. Don't think it's over or it's already in the bag. Whatever you think, just get out and vote. And the choices couldn't be any clearer for a believer. You either choose life and those who will rule with righteousness or those who are lying and love death. And regardless of whether that you think they know the Lord or not, we want to choose the candidate that supports the principles that are closest to ours as believers. And we want to be praying for our leaders and the candidates that they would come to faith and we would be able to live a peaceful and quiet life.
Greg, today you'll be talking about a subject that touches all of us at some level.
Yes, I will, Dave. And that subject is the calling of people to the ministry of the preaching of the word. And that affects everyone. You see, if your pastor's not called to preach the word of God or he's not preaching according to his calling, then you've got a problem. But if he is, then you're going to be blessed. So it really does affect each and every one of us. So we need to know what the word of God says about the call to preaching ministry. Let's turn our Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 2, and we're looking at verses 1 through 7.
Well, thanks, Greg. And if you're new to Equipping the Saints, head over to our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org, to learn more about this ministry and our teacher, Pastor Greg Lundstedt. Our web address is simply etsradio.org. Now, with today's message, here's our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
But yet they're going to know a prophet has been among you. Because they listen, they like the show, they like the teaching, but they don't obey, he said. They're in rebellion. Rebellion is a heart rebellion. You can claim to be God's people and be very much in rebellion towards him. His word is clear in how we are to relate to one another. His word is clear in how we are to live our lives in terms of work, in terms of our families, in terms of serving. When we disobey that, we are in rebellion. Now, yes, we do fail and we do sin, but we should mourn over that. And we are the confessors of sin, 1 John. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We are those who confess sin. So the Israelites, as we'll see, are in continual habitual sin, the ones that have actually come so far and have been exiled. And he says here, they and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. It extends to this point. We're going to see that in Ezekiel, by the way. The term transgressed, pasha, is a strong word. It speaks of a covenant violation. It speaks of going beyond. Okay? They are in persistent rebellion. They are transgressors against God. They are unwilling to listen and obey. Yet they claim to be God's people. And some of them seem to like to enjoy to be in church, in a sense. That's kind of what we'll see in chapter 33. They like church. They like coming, even to biblical churches. But they're in rebellion. So then, the Lord tells Ezekiel in verse 4, he continues, and I am sending you to them who are stubborn and obstinate children. The term stubborn means brazen face, stiff face. Obstinate is made up of two words, a heart and hard. They had hard hearts. They're stubborn. And they're like children. You know, have you ever seen a stubborn and obstinate child? No fun to be around. Trying to tell a stubborn and obstinate child what to do. No fun to be around. This was not the glorious pastoral assignment of winning the lost that is so falsely portrayed and trained for in seminaries these days, where they give you an outcome already assured if you use the methods that they have based on the Bible. Ezekiel is being sent to a stubborn and obstinate children. Plain fact is, ministry is difficult, and sometimes God sends us to people who say they know Him but don't know Him and won't listen. They're entrenched in sin and they have hard hearts. So has God sent you to those? Ezekiel's being sent to speak God's word, as we're going to see, to the Israelites who were in captivity among His midst, who were in persistent, continual rebellion. They are hardened, although they would claim to be following the Lord. Beloved, again, we need to recognize sometimes ministry is out of season. It is out of season from a reception and response perspective. Not to forget whom God is sending Israel. He sent to these hardened, rebellious Israelites in exile. And notice, God makes the point. He is sending Ezekiel. Twice He says, I am sending you. Again, I've made this point, but I want to make it clear. We don't choose our ministry. God chooses how we're gifted. His Spirit gives us different gifts. God chooses who we will minister to. And it is God sending Ezekiel, not Ezekiel choosing how he wants to serve God. Sadly, we have a culture, I mentioned before, of pick and choose the ministry you like. Pick and choose, rather than being obedient, walking by the Spirit and letting the Word of God convict you unto whom He has you serve and minister to. If God has called you to preaching His Word, it's whether it's in season or out of season. So then from Ezekiel's call, we've seen we need to listen to God in the context of humility, seeing Him on the throne, and we as frail human beings. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in total control. We are His frail human creation. And then we need to go to whom He sends. And then we need to do what He asks us to do. And notice He's going to ask Ezekiel to share His word. This is a call to the ministry of the word. If you have a speaking gift, this is a call to the ministry of the word. It's a call, okay? He says here, notice, we're to speak His word without fear to those He sent to, regardless of whether they listen or not. Verse 4, and I am sending you to those who are stubborn or obstinate children, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God, as for them, whether they listen or not, for they are a rebellious house, they will know a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, neither fear them nor fear their words, though thistles and thorns are with you, and you sit on scorpions. Neither fear their words nor be dismayed at their presence, for they are a rebellious house. But you shall speak my words to them, whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious. He says, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God. Verse 7, but you shall speak my words to them. And he'll say that on and on. It's about God's word being spoken. Ezekiel is being called to speak God's word. Chapter 3, verse 1, speak to the house of Israel. Chapter 3, verse 4, then he said to me, son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak my words to them. Chapter 3, verse 10, moreover, he said to me, son of man, take into your heart all my words that I shall speak to you. Listen closely. And go to the exiles, to the sons of your people, and speak to them and tell them, whether they listen or not, thus says the Lord God. We're to speak the word of God. If you have a speaking gift, we saw this in 1 Peter chapter 4. Whoever speaks, let him speak as it were the oracles of God. That's the defining reality for speaking gifts. If you're not speaking God's word, you are in disobedience. We are sent to share His word. And those who say they're sent and don't share His word are false prophets and false teachers. Turn to Jeremiah 23. This is during the same time as Ezekiel. Verse 21. He says, I did not send these prophets, but they ran. I did not speak to them, but they prophesied. But if, Jeremiah 23:22, if they had stood in my counsel, they would have announced my words to my people and would have turned them back from their evil way and from the evil of their deeds. God's servants speak God's word that they might be turned from their evil deeds, that they might turn, that they might be reproved and corrected and trained in righteousness as they when they come to faith. Ezekiel is to speak God's word and notice whether they listen or not. You know, we have so many pastors who have people that won't listen. And so they change their messages so that they'll listen. They soften it down. They move it around. I was taught that in seminary, abomination, to use stories and things to manipulate people so that they'll want to hear, to use things to cause them to want to hear the word of God, rather than recognize that sometimes people are hard in their hearts and they are unwilling to hear. Speak whether they listen or not. As for them, verse 5, whether they listen or not, for they are a rebellious house. They will know that a prophet has been among them. We'll see that they'll know eventually in judgment that God was speaking through Ezekiel, whether they listen or not. Verse 7, you shall speak my words whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious. We'll see they don't listen because they're rebellious. Oh, if we would learn this truth, brothers and sisters, it would free us from the expectations of the bondage of performance. God does not expect us to produce results. He expects us to be faithful and obey him. Ezekiel is to go speak God's word whether they listen or not. You know, there's a powerful hook for anyone speaking anyone God's word. That, oh, are they listening? Are they responding? What are they thinking? You know, the fear of man brings a snare. Speak whether they listen or not. And I'm not telling you, if you have these gifts, to be lazy. What I'm telling you is God expects you to be faithful, and he will bring forth the results, whether it's judgment later or salvation or sanctification now. Whether they listen or not. And again, this is where most people get tripped up in today's evangelical culture. It's a pragmatic culture that the ends justifies the means. Whatever works, as long as we get results. That's not God's way. Folks, God's way, more often than not, we don't see the results at times. I'm not saying it's in season and out of season. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But we trust by faith that he is working behind the scenes, whether they listen or not. You got to get this. The results are not in our hands. And when we think they are, that's just pure pride. That we have control over the outcome of what God is doing. If you've bought into this mentality, you need to repent. You need to confess, Lord, I have thought wrong. This is wrong. Ezekiel was to go to speak God's word, whether they listen or not. And Ezekiel was warned, as we'll see here, that he would not be well received. He was warned, they're not going to listen. They're rebellious. And here, 2,600 years later, nothing has changed. We as believers are warned by the Lord that the cross is a stumbling block to those who wouldn't believe. That the word of the cross to those who are perishing is foolishness. But to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. We know that we're to preach the word in season and out of season. People are going to look for it. The time will come when they seek teachers after their own desires. They can't endure sound doctrine. We know that the word of God being presented, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, is a fragrance of Christ to those being saved. And among those who are perishing, one is the aroma of death to death and then life to life. And who is adequate for that, for the word to come forth, which is a fragrance of life to those being saved and those who are dying? Who is adequate for these things? Not that we're adequate to consider anything that's coming from ourselves. That's the answer. But our adequacy is from God. Leave the results to him in everything. Trust him. Pray for the right result. We pray they change. But we leave the results in his hands. Are you willing to serve the Lord faithfully your entire life without the expectation of temporal results? God expects us to be faithful and trusting him, abiding in him, and we may never see the results till eternity. Some will. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it's in season. Praise the Lord. For Ezekiel, it isn't here. And often, as what we've seen, where we've been from, and what we see happening at times, seems like it's kind of out of season. Are you willing to speak God's word, whether they'll listen or not? Do you have a speaking gift? Are you willing to do so? Folks, someday those who hear the word of God who didn't respond are going to know that God was among them through his prophet. Verse 5, as for them, whether they listen or not, for their rebellious house, that's why they don't listen, they're rebellious, they will know that a prophet has been among them. These Jews should have wanted to hear the word of God. They were his people. They should have wanted it. They should have listened and obeyed. But I read this earlier, Ezekiel chapter 3. Look at verse 4. Then he said to me, son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak my words to them, for you are not being sent to a people of unintelligible speech or different language, but to the house of Israel. Chapter 3, verse 6. Nor to many people of unintelligible speech or difficult language, words you cannot understand, but I have sent you to them who should listen to you. They were God's people. They should listen. Yet the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you since they are not willing to listen to me. There's the key. When people don't listen to the preaching of the word, don't get all prideful in yourself as you're a preacher. They don't want to hear God's word. They don't want to hear the Lord. Okay? Since they are not willing to listen to me, surely the whole house of Israel is stubborn and obstinate. That's where we get tripped up today. You think people who claim to be believers should want to listen to the word of God. But many don't. many want their ears tickled because they have hardened and rebellious hearts, as evidenced by their unwillingness to listen to God through those who bring forth His word. So the reality behind it. But regardless of the response, we are to speak God's word. And notice our passage. We mustn't fear or be dismayed. By the way, the temptation to be fearful to the response, temptation to be dismayed, because it's difficult. It's difficult to share the word of God with people that aren't changing, that people don't respond. Praise the Lord, and people do. Praise the Lord, it's wonderful. I have no greater joy than seeing my children walk in the truth, John says, right? Praise the Lord. But the reality is it's not always that way. We pray it is, but it's not always that way. Verse 6, and you, son of man, remember who you are. You're a frail human being. I'm on the throne. The Lord's on the throne. Neither fear them nor fear their words. Though thistles and thorns are with you and you sit on scorpions, neither fear their words nor be dismayed at their presence, for they are a rebellious house. But you shall speak my words to them, whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious. Now, if you look at the structure of verses 6 and 7, you'll see there's a contrast between verse 6 and verse 7, signified by the but there. Ezekiel is told not to fear those he's to speak to, not to fear their words, and it's going to be difficult. But in contrast, he's to speak the word of God. He's called to speak the word of God to stubborn, obstinate children without fear or discouragement. And it's going to be difficult. Why don't we have this training in seminaries? Because they don't teach the word of God. That's why we don't have this training in seminaries. They teach methods. They have a little sprinkling of the word of God in a package for pastors, rather than the word of God being taught, people being equipped so that they know and understand what's coming in the context of preaching the word. Neither fear them, nor fear their words. I share with you, the fear of man brings a snare. Proverbs chapter 29:25. If you fear what man thinks, you're snared. You are hooked. The word snare means hook. It's like a hook. Right there. Hold this right. It's a hook. Galatians chapter 1, the ladies are going to get to this. Paul talks about the fact that if he was seeking the favor of man or God, if I'm still striving to please men, still trying to please them, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. If you're preaching to please man, you're not Christ's bondservant. We preach to please him. We share his word regardless of whether they'll respond. Ministry is difficult. When you catch yourself fearing what other people think, you need to say no to it. You need to confess it and stop. Okay, we're tempted. And then notice he says, fear their words. By the way, they're going to sling those arrows at you, and it's going to come through their mouth. The people who claim to be the Lord's but are not the Lord's, they're going to be the ones who are slinging there. Don't fear. It says, fear their words. Don't fear what they say. They are thistles and thorns. It says here, though thistles and thorns are with you, that's them, right? And you sow scorpions. Hey, saying, this is going to be a prickly ministry. These guys are going to prick you. It's like sitting on a scorpion. It's not good. We're going to see that as we study Ezekiel. His ministry would be terribly difficult and painful. But remember, he didn't choose it. God did. I am sending you. Okay? We don't choose where we go, where we minister. We don't choose the church we go to. We pray, and by the leading of God through his word, when we are yielded to his spirit, walking it, we obey his word. You're not going to be in a bad church if you're obeying his word. I'll tell you that right now. You're not going to. It would be terribly difficult. And notice he says, don't fear their words, or not to be dismayed at their presence. The term dismayed here, it speaks of being broken. Being emotionally broken, losing heart. Don't let that happen to you. They're not responding. They're a big prick in your side. It's like sitting on a scorpion. They're not responding. They're assailing you with the words. Don't emotionally lose it. You need God's strength. Remember Ezekiel's name, God strengthens. Now he's going to say later on, I'm going to make your face as hard as flint. I'm going to strengthen you to deal with this. God will give you the strength. If he's got you in the out-of-season preaching situation, he's going to strengthen you. He's got you a situation where you're getting arrows slung at you, which happens. Notice he says this. Here's why. Why would these evil men and imposters who claim to follow the Lord sling arrows with their words and cause you to be dismayed? Why would that happen? End of verse 6. For they are a rebellious house. Those who sling verbal arrows and discourage those who preach the word and support the word going forth, do so because they're rebellious. They sling arrows, and discourage those who preach the word because they are rebellious and they claim to be following the Lord. Boy, we've seen that, haven't we? You bet. So don't be emotionally broken. You hear these pastors with PTSD. I'm sorry. God says, don't be dismayed. Don't allow it to happen. God will strengthen you. God will give you the strength to endure that. He's saying he's going to. Do not fear them, nor their words, or be dismayed. What we need is a fresh view of the Lord from his word. He is on the throne, and they are frail human beings attacking the Lord by attacking you. They're rebellious. He's going to deal with them. You just obey the Lord. Notice the contrast. But you shall speak my words, verse 7, to them, whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious. The ministry of speaking is speaking the word of God to whom the Lord sent you, regardless of whether they listen or not. Brother, sister, are you willing to speak God's word to those he's called you to minister without fear and discouragement, knowing it's difficult regardless of the response? Ezekiel was, as we'll see. And we're going to see the Lord encourage him. We're going to see throughout this book, he never shows instance of being discouraged or dismayed or fearing them. He obeys the Lord, and we need to too. So then, we've seen Ezekiel's call. What can we learn from it? We've seen we need to listen to God in the context of humility. He's on the throne. He's sovereign. He's controlling events. And we need to go to whom he sends us to go. We need to be willing to do what he calls us to do. And if we have speaking gifts, we are to speak God's word, regardless of the response of those he's called you to speak to. We're to speak it knowing there's going to be difficulty. We're to speak it not fearing those who would respond wrongly, not fearing their words, and not being dismayed. For those of you who don't know God, your hearts are hard. You are in rebellion because you have not been willing to listen to the word of God. God is declaring to all men everywhere that they should repent. For he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world through the man Jesus, having furnished proof by raising him from the dead. God took in human flesh. And the Lord Jesus calls upon you to be saved. Repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in him and you will be saved. Stop your rebellion against God. Acknowledge your sin and believe. For those of us who believe, God has called us to be in the word, to be fed or to feed. We're to serve the Lord God. Some are serving, giving out God's word. And that's what we're to do. To whom he sends us, without fear of them, their words, of being dismayed. The Lord will strengthen us. He'll strengthen us. This is a ministry of the word here in the context of this church. We need to be strengthened. We need to be encouraged, regardless of the response. Are you willing to do what God has called you to do?
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you, thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free, 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, your message today carried some very important truth for us. Take just a moment and review maybe just a couple of the highlights for us.
Well, Dave, as we've seen from Ezekiel's call, we need to first of all listen to God in the context of humility. We need to be dependent and trusting in him completely, and then go to where he sends us, being willing to do whatever he asks us to do, regardless of the results. And lastly, we need to speak God's word. We need to speak God's word without fear or discouragement, knowing sometimes it might be difficult, and trusting that the Lord's going to use his word as he desires in those in whom he's called you to preach to. Well, again, these messages are for those who would be preaching the word of God, but it's also for those who would be listening. And it will help us understand how to choose pastors who were obedient to their calling from the Lord. Okay, with this in mind, make plans to join us for our next edition of Equipping the Saints, where we're going to continue to look at the Word of God.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you'd like a complimentary CD of today's broadcast, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. And if you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again tomorrow, right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints. Equipping the Saints is a broadcast ministry of Equipping Bible Church.